Now, we're going to speak to one of our listeners now, see what you think about this. Oh. Hello, listener.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Scott.
Now, I got your email.
Thank you.
Which is unbelievable. Now, you do a bit of online dating from time to time.
I dabble.
Yeah. I hope you've had more success than when Becky tried to do it and tried to sign up for fitlads.net and then realised that that was for gay people. didn't have much luck, did you?
Got the same response as I would have done if I'd gone on a normal online date.
Oh. See, that's a typical girl thing. She's asking us, like, she's fishing now. But like, oh, no, not true at all.
Yeah. You all did it, though. I loved it.
Well, we didn't. No, we just went, we didn't actually disagree.
Oh. Move on.
Now, back to our listener, you had a message from someone, didn't you, on your profile?
I did, who looked at my profile at the weekend.
Right, and you emailed me. Now, can you promise me that this, what you've sent me, is 100% true?
100% genuine, Scott.
What did you think when you got this?
I just read and started laughing. But I just couldn't believe it, really.
Okay.
I've never had an email anything like it, and the listeners hear it,
they'll
understand why.
It's not the kind of normal, hi, how are you? Fancy meeting up sometime, is it?
No, because this was the first contact email. It wasn't a follow-on from any encouragement from me.
Okay, so this is he just randomly kind of messaged you?
Yeah.
Selling himself a lot.
Yeah. Yes, selling himself.
All right, listen to this, chappers,
all
okay?
Right.
He properly goes for it, okay? Now, we've got someone in the office to read this out, okay? This is the first message that our listener here got from this man on the online dating site.
Are you ready for a full-on relationship with a red-blooded, passionate, exotic male who'll take you to heaven and back in the bedroom, night after night? Are you ready to feel the pains of delight and nerve endings tingling from your toes to your fingertips and back again, shooting pains of ecstasy, writhe your body until your soul melts with mine under a halo of hot, steamy desire?
How you feeling, chappers?
This is just wrong.
Are you ready for a real man that not only wants your body, but to understand and connect with your heart also? A man that wants to make your ambitions come true?
Do you think he'd, like, just cut and paste this to everybody? What do you think?
It's his standard responding line.
To see your face explode in joy. A man that will ensure these dreams come true for you if it's the last thing I do. A man that wants to have your children. Every one of them, and for them to breathe into life whilst he comforts you and holds your hand in your moments of need.
He sounds lovely.
I'm spotting a flaw here. How's he going to have your children?
Well, yeah, no, that's what I was wondering. And maybe it's like Junior.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger? Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger again? Okay. Is this the kind of man you'd normally go for, listener?
Well, not really, no.
Okay, let's continue.
A man that will worship you more for bearing his children. A man that will educate and teach the children right from wrong and teach them education and life skills to reap the rewards in adulthood.
Isn't this a Whitney Houston song? I believe that children are our future. Is that the one? I don't know.
Deserve. A man that will plunder your heart and ravish your body and cuddle up to you afterwards whilst you lay there, deliriously happy, in his arms. I'm that man. Be mine.
We actually had to edit some of that.
Yeah, we did.
We had to take some words out.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, how weird. How weird is he offering to cuddle afterwards? Seriously, get a grip, man.
Not my usual type.
No.
He wants to cuddle you afterwards.
What kind of man do you go for normally, then?
Well, quite normal ones, really.
Yeah. And what's put you off about this one?
I don't know. I think it's all right. My finger on one thing.
Are you ready for a full-on relationship with a red-blooded, passionate, exotic male?
I like it that he's exotic.
Yeah, so do I.
I know. I didn't know exactly how exotic he would be, but I think he goes into a bit of detail. Well, you've cut out some of the detail, which...
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
That's because my ears are too delicate, I think.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone describe themselves as exotic before on a dating site.
Does that just mean pains of ecstasy.
Does that just mean they're a stripper?
I don't know.
Shooting pains of ecstasy writhe your body until your soul melts with mine under a halo of hot, steamy desire.
A halo of hot, steamy desire? Check that out. Wow.
A man that will ensure these dreams come true for you if it's the last thing I do.
So it sounds like he's going to do whatever and then just... I don't know.
Die.
If it's the last thing he does, yeah. He's going to have a heart
die.
Attack and then he's off.
A man that wants to have your children.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
Have you replied?
I thought it was best not to.
Really?
I just felt that I was best not to encourage him.
I think you should have just replied saying, no, I'm not ready. Thanks.
Some people think we've actually got David Beckham to read that out.
Well, he asked at the end if I want to be his, and I thought, no, not really.
Okay, everybody, imagine it. Here's David. David Beckham.
Shooting pains of ecstasy writhe your body until your soul melts with mine under a halo of hot, steamy desire.
And he's exotic.
Are you ready for a full-on relationship with a red-blooded, passionate, exotic male?
Think about it.
Posh is so lucky.
She's so is.
She's so lucky.
I know. Listen, thank you for sending that to me. I love it.
No problem, that's right. Fine. I should keep an eye out for some more.
Yeah, just send them all through, all right?
Okay, thank you, Scott.
I love you.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi, Scott, it's Kat.
Where are you, Kat?
I'm in Norfolk at the moment, but I think I might have actually been to lunch with that guy in Reigate a few years ago.
In Reigate?
yeah.
Right, what makes you think that?
Well, I was on a dating site at the time, and a guy turned up to meet me for lunch to say that his photo bore no resemblance to him would be being generous.
Well, that happens.
Plainly a lie.
Didn't we do something like ages ago on the show where someone put a picture of Jason Donovan up as their on their profile? And surprisingly, when he turned up, it didn't look anything like him.
He's gone to the trouble of putting a picture of someone else with a parrot on their head, which should have been my first clue, really.
Right, so his profile was someone that wasn't him with a parrot on their head.
A parrot on your head is exotic, though.
That is exotic.
You know, he didn't mention the exotic, but that, it all ties in, doesn't it?
Okay, and what happened on the lunch?
Well, I managed to make three courses last 35 minutes, which really should have given him an idea of time.
You were shoveling it down, weren't you?
And then he then said, what are you doing for the rest of the day? And I said, I'm going shopping, and he wanted to come with me. I then turned my phone off, and I got emails and texts saying, something's wrong with your phone. So he wasn't really picking up on the signals. And then I went into work on the Monday, and there was like a three-page email saying, I just have never felt this connection with anybody before, and we have... My sister's coming over from America next week, so I think she has to meet you.
Were the words halo of burning desire mentioned at all?
He said he felt something. He said he felt something very, very deep inside. Really? Then laughing with nausea.
God. Also, a bloke that wanted to go shopping.
What's that all about?
All right, well, I'm going to see if this girl emails me back, because he might be on again, I hope.
If he's in the Reigate area, just don't go there.
Okay, I'll find out. Radio 1 presents...